Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. Just like last time, there's going to be no interruptions. We're going to get straight through it. I have about a dozen questions to get through. The first one being, how do you check your watch time? Great question. You have to go into your analytics for each individual post. So you're going to go to whatever post you want to look at. Mind you, it takes 72 hours for the analytics to be accurate. After 72 hours, you're going to click on the three dots, and then you're going to go into analytics to that post. You'll be able to see your watch time there. What you're going to want to do, and you need 85% watch time on a post 13 seconds or higher, that's going to more or less guarantee that you get on the For You page. That being said, what you're going to want to do is look at the length watch, divide that by the actual length of the video, and that'll give you the percentage watch time. Next question, will your first post have a chance to go viral, or do you need to put up a certain amount? Yes, your first post can still go viral. That being said, I would not bank on it going viral. It's going to take some time for you to know how to make a post or how to do a post that's native to TikTok that's going to get a lot of views. So don't think that your first post should go viral, but yes, it can absolutely go viral. Next question. Do keywords in your bio and description have any correlation with what videos you post get the most views? Great question. Phenomenal question. No, they do not. That being said, though, it can help to index your account. So I would do that if you have a clever way to do it, but don't think that that's going to make or break whether or not you're getting views. Way too many people put way too much thought into what their bio should be. Keep it simple. Keep it funny. Keep it quirky. Make it something that people would want to read that they're going to get some kind of value out of and move on. Don't put too much time into that. Put more time into making content that gets a lot of watch time. Next question, are you planning on getting verified on TikTok? So I will not pay for PR. I will not pay to get verified. So no, as far as like me paying and getting verified tomorrow, no, I honestly don't care about that at all. It means absolutely nothing to me. I have verified people hit me up every single day and they're all a bunch of idiots. I know that you paid for your verification. I do not care. I do not put verification on a pedestal. I don't even put views on a pedestal. I don't care about any of that. I just want to be able to create and provide value. That is it. If I get verified, I get verified. If I don't, I honestly do not give a rat's ass. And I don't think you should either. Next question. Hey, if I delete my accounts, do I have to use a different email to prevent a block on my account again? So I would strongly suggest that what you do is use a different email. Yes, I would recommend that. Your main account, though, I would strongly recommend you have tied to your phone number. But yeah, you could set up a different email. I would strongly recommend you set up a different email. Next question. Hey, Rob, can you briefly explain the rule against engaging with yourself? So if I like my own video, TikTok doesn't like that. Thanks. This came about because a ton of creators found out that TikTok actually tracks whether or not you like your own post. That being said, I don't see that affecting you positively, so it's going to most likely affect you negatively. But I don't think it's going to make your, it's not going to be the reason that you're not growing. It's not going to be the reason that you're not getting a lot of views. I would just avoid liking your own videos. I never like my own video. I never watch my own video. Watch the video before you post it and then post it and move on with your life. Next question. Hey, Rob, I've been growing a lot since I started watching your videos. I'm going all in like 100% effort and it's exhausting. Is it supposed to be this hard? LOL. Please check out my profile when you can. I've been living with your YouTube videos playing in the background 24/7, but I'm a single mom and student, so I can't pay for the mentorship yet. Hopefully soon, because I know you're worth it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to email me. I'm not sure what your username is, but I'm going to have my assistant double check it to make sure that it's definitely you. I want you to email me, robert@queencitymediagroup.com. Let me know that you were the person that left this comment. I'm going to let you into the mentorship program for free. That being said, is it supposed to be hard? Is it supposed to be exhausting? Yeah. I mean, being an influencer is a full-time job. You guys might not realize it, but I am working like 12 to 14 hours every single day. It is incredibly stressful. Sometimes videos flop. Sometimes you have no ideas. Sometimes real life gets in the way. Sometimes this, sometimes that. There's so many things that come up. I totally understand. But the fact that you're a single mom, you're working so hard, you're going to school, you're doing all these things, I could tell you're really hustling. I want you to email me. I'm going to hook you up. Make sure, please, that you email me. Actually, you know what? I'm actually going to search for your comment on YouTube also right now. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to search for your comment on YouTube and I'm going to tell you to email me because you're about to get hooked the fuck up. Let's go. Your channel, YouTube Studio. Oh no. I need to be able to find this question. All right. Nevertheless, whoever just answered that question, Chris is looking for your comment. He's going to find your comment. We're going to get you hooked up. Next question. Is this a glitch? About half my videos show they have zero views and likes, even though the day before they had views and likes. Help. Yes, that's a glitch. That's going to go away. I would not stress about that. That's just a glitch. Last question. If I join your program, do I have to be an account with a post on it already, or can it be a brand new account that we could grow in the next 7 days? It can 100% be a brand new account. I have helped so many brand new accounts grow. Honestly, a lot of times that helps because you get straight into TikTok posting content that has some rhyme or reason. Way too many people are 100 posts into TikTok. And I'm not saying you can't change your account around or that your account authority is trash, because that is absolute nonsense. But way too many people go 100, 200 posts in a TikTok only posting terrible content. And I would strongly suggest you could start the accelerator program or the mentorship program with a brand new account. That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.